self-reformation. By virtue of example, we talk of this ayah, and we have spoken about it many times, where Allah says, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. Allah is talking about the individual that is the most successful. Aflah is a scale in Arabic. And here Allah is going to give us certain traits of who a successful person is. And not only that, how to become a successful person. Because we can talk about success, that in itself is not good enough. There have to be steps and strategies that we can utilize in becoming successful. Now, in order to attain that success, you have to allow yourself the ability to break away from things that are going to distract you. If you do not change the environment you are part of, your everyday routine, you know, as they say, how can you become a new you if you are living with the same old self that you have been? Or simply put, you cannot build a new house with old bricks. I mean, I know we got to use salvage parts here and there if you need, etc. It may be wonderful, but for the most part, using recycled parts can be more damaging than beneficial. And some of us know from personal experience. So, in order to minimize things that are distracting, Allah says in Surah Baqarah, and we did this in last week's tafsir, where He says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام ميم ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه. Alif Lam Mim is amongst those letters whose meaning is cut off from you and I. There are certain words in the Quran, you can never translate them. People that do translations have tried to give it meaning. But the authentic view is, the majority, besides Allah and what He has taught our Prophet ﷺ regarding this phrase Alif Lam Mim, none of us know its actual meaning, except for when you read it, when you mention it, you can see there is something different about it and spiritual about it. I'll give you an example now that I've talked about it. Here are the words. Alif Lam Mim. Just by listening to it, you can see that there is a unique connection that is taking place between the one that is reading, the reciter, and Allah. In the name and in the phrase and in the magnificence of that phrase that I've just read to you, Allah says, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. That if you want to attain magnificence in your life, success in your life, then it is imperative for your success that you realize that the Quran is such a book upon which la rayba fi, there is no guesswork regarding it, there is no doubt regarding it, there is nothing that is in it to create a damaging outcome for you. That's something you have to believe in. Because when we don't believe in that, then we do the opposite and we start creating holes in it, start creating ideas that do not link up to that which may be driven by what Allah and His beloved messengers and messenger, peace be upon him, wish for us. So, la rayba fi is very, very important. Thereafter, Allah gives us a very unique prescription for our success. He says, هُدَلْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. That guidance, He didn't say Muslimin. He didn't say guidance is for the Muslim. هُدَلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. He didn't say guidance is for the practicing Muslim. He said, guidance is for the one that has taqwa. Every religion and its members can understand what I'm referring to. Intelligence alone doesn't get you places in Islam. Just going to the mosque doesn't get you success in Islam. Huda, guidance, only comes when you have a consciousness of your Creator all the time. I repeat, guidance in Islam, in Surah Baqarah, translated as the Surah on the Cow, it starts off by saying, guidance is only for the one that is conscious. So you are a doctor, you are intelligent, you are brilliant. Does it mean you are going to be successful? No, we've seen doctors do some of the greatest scams, healthcare fraud and whatnot. You're an architect. Does it mean you are going to be successful? We've known of architects that have done many corrupt things. But the architect that is conscious, what does my client want? What does the government demand? In as far as plans are concerned, what are the requirements on a 3D level? Now he gets his success. By this being a student, you're not going to be successful. Conscious student is successful. What is a conscious student? How do I link my subject with what I'm going to do? How do I put my classes together? What does it offer me, and what can I offer to society with it? That's consciousness. So guidance is for the one that is conscious. Now let's come back to the first thing that we mentioned. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. Who is the successful mu'min? Is the one that performs the salah. But that we already know. It says, see, in all these ayah, Allah is trying to create an outcome. The outcome that He's trying to create is the following. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْوَارِثُونَ. These are the true inheritors. الَّذِينَ يَرِثُونَ الْفِرْدَوْسِ. They become worthy of the attainment of not just paradise, a supreme place in paradise. Just to show you where I'm going. So salah you can do, we acknowledge. But the ayah is saying, salah in itself is not good enough unless it becomes something that limits you from becoming distracted with your link between yourself and your Allah. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنِ اللَّغْوِ مُعْرِضُونَ. See, Allah is saying something, and with the thing that He is saying, He is giving you a solution. For example, salah, solution, khushu. Lagh, which is futile talk, solution, mu'ridun. Zakah, which is charity, solution, fa'ilun. What is fa'ilun? Going and looking for the poor individual, finding them personally, making that added effort so you can extend yourself and fulfill the obligation. And another place in the Quran, we learn, once you fulfill that obligation, then it is important that later on you will not throw that thing back on the face. Such as, let me give you an example. People do a lot of good for people. And later when they get into a conflict, then they'll say, you remember back then I did this for you and that for you. Once you did that, you are now taking benefit from the charity you have given. That is no more charity you have given, because you are getting benefit from it. What's the Islamic definition of charity? The Islamic definition of charity, amongst the many definitions, is I will give my zakah, and once I give it, before I give it, I will do the homework of ensuring that that person is eligible for it. Once I've given it, I will not let shaitan come between me and that person. That is why many of us, we don't attain that spiritual heightened or that heightened spiritual outcome. We do not attain it because when we give it, we want something back in return. Maybe not immediately, but later on. Because Shaitan plays this game with us. So, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنِ اللَّغْوِ مُعْرِضُونَ. Amongst the one that is most successful is not the one that just lets go of futility, love. But love also, according to the other tafsir and various tafasir, refers to every type of bad conversation. When you lie, it is love. When you cheat, it is love. When you talk behind people's back and you make up stories, that is love. When you give false information, you don't know what that fellow really has. One fellow came and said, Imam, how come you got successful? I said, what do you mean by that? He said, I heard you own an apartment complex. I heard what he said. He heard I own an apartment, not just an apartment complex. I said, how many apartments are in that complex? He said, I heard about you own about 8 or 9. I said, Alhamdulillah, can you show me where that complex is? And he heard this from a respectable brother. I said, that is very respectable thing you heard. First of all, anil lagh. What is love? Love is you hearing not only that which is false, you are hearing that which is false, something that you have not even seen. And I will tell you something my teacher used to say. Even if you have seen it, don't even believe it at times. For example, someone says, you know, that building belongs to Brother Hassan over there. You know, the Brinks building over there, it belongs to Brother Hassan. Because I saw him walking up and down every day. Even if Brother Hassan tells you he owns it, I will say Alhamdulillah, but there is no need for you to believe it or not believe it. Why must you believe it or not believe it? Because it's none of your business. If he owns that business, you think he's going to give you 10% every month, 20% every month? So you having that information created no significance in your life. And the amount of taxes he'll pay on it, I don't know if he'll say he's earning any significance on it. But the point I'm trying to make is, love means not involving yourself in anything that will not create benefit for you in the hereafter. That's what the ulama have said. So by virtue of that example, even if a person tells you he owns a building, if it's not going to improve your iman, it's not going to take you up on the next level, and you cannot verify it, and even after you verify it, how do you know if it still belongs to him? Nowadays people have shirkat, they have partnerships, they have so many different things out there. Probably has another debt in another country that he's trying to... You do his balance on the books, and you'll find out, from one brother I heard, 90% of the people have nothing. You know, there was a guy that proved this. I said, how come? He says, you know, Imam, he says, Allah has blessed me with $3 million. This is what he said to me. But I feel like I'm broke. I said, why do you say that? He says, because I got about 17 people married in my life. Now this guy is so, look at his intelligence. I got about 17 people married in my life. Every time they got married, I said, if anything goes wrong, I'm responsible. He says, every night I go to bed, I make dua, Allah does not bring about a divorce in those families, and Allah keep them successful. I said, why is that important? He said, if they get divorced, I was the wakil. I was the one that signed on the paper that said, I am responsible if something goes wrong. Now this is what I call a wealthy man that is responsible. So you look at him and he's very successful, but he knows what he goes through at night. Because if something goes wrong, he takes on the responsibility of that. So even on paper he looks successful, something goes wrong, he knows he's going to be held responsible. So وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنِ اللَّغْوِ مُعْرِضُونَ. What is Allah saying? Anything that is non-beneficial to your iman, anything that is useless to your iman and existence, anything and any dialogue, any behavior that does not improve who you are as a person, let go of it. You know, in class, when our teacher was telling us this, tafsir, you know, one guy in the class, what he said? If I have to follow this ayah, I'll never talk in my life. Very true. Because from morning to now, inshallah, you all got up a Fajr Salah. From morning to now, how many of you took part in conversation that was spiritually invigorating, that made you feel I'm closer to my Allah, that made you take others closer to Allah? So the first ayah talks about your prayer on the subject matter, of course. So it says, yes, you pray, but what type of prayer? Yes, you are talking, you are dealing. What type of talking and what type of dealing? Quran says, mu'aridun. If it's useful, if it's useless, mu'aridun, turn around, run from that conversation, run from that person. La yaskhur qawmun min qawmin asa yakunu khayran minhum. What does the Quran say to the woman? Don't laugh at one another. Don't scoff one another. Don't mock one another. When you see people doing that, run for dear life. Because the angels are cursing that person, and you are part of that curse that now is coming down. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِلزَّكَاةِ فَاعِلُونَ. So when you give your charity, solution is what? Go and search for that individual so you can give that person their fair due. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِفُرُوجِهِمْ. See again, it's saying that we know you have desires. We know you have things that you want to do with your body that may be wrongful in nature. حَافِظُونَ. Solution, حَافِظُونَ. Protect it, safeguard it. Do not let others come close towards it. Do not be tempted to go towards others and do those wrongful things. Solution, illa ala azwajihim aw ma malakat aymanuhum fa innahum ghayru malumin. When you can afford to fulfill it, when you can afford to be married, when you can afford to have a spouse, when you can afford to be in a relationship that is driven towards that which is pure and that is pure in itself. My brothers, we all are going to make mistakes in life. But it says your solution, when that wrong comes your way, run for dear life. Because otherwise, you are going to sink. And you're going to sink someone else. And you're going to go down. And you're going to take someone else down with you. فَمَنْ اِبْتَغَى وَرَاءَ ذَٰلِكَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْعَادُونَ. And whoever seeks more than this, that means in the haram that they are wanting to do, then the Quran says, since I have given you a solution, that is marriage, or going away from that negative sphere of dominance, I've given you the option of fasting, given you the option of being around good people. Now that you have not taken that advice, you have transgressed yourself very, very severely. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِأَمَانَاتِهِمْ وَعَهْدِهِمْ رَاعُونَ. And amongst the believers are those that minimize their destruction and they fulfill the haq and rights of others. Your wife is a trust that has been given to you. Your husband is a trust that has been given to you. Your children are a trust that have been given to you. There is a way in which you fulfill your obligations towards them. Your daughters and daughters-in-law are your trust. They are your amana. It is your duty to extend yourself to the best of your ability to give them that comfort, love, peace, and tranquility. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِأَمَانَاتِهِمْ. They are your amana. And as I always say from hadith, you make your children afraid of you. You make your wife scared of you. You make your children, your sons and daughters, fearful of you. Allah will find someone out there to shake you up. It's true. He will find someone out there that will shake you up. Instead of spending that money on your daughter, you'll end up spending it on somebody else's daughter. Instead of spending it on your son, you'll end up spending it on somebody else's son. I've seen cases and cases like this. Because وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِأَمَانَاتِهِمْ وَعَهْدِهِمْ رَاعُونَ, that what was given to them, they didn't want to fulfill. Now they're doing it for somebody else's child. Therefore it says, so all these ayah are saying one thing. They say the issue they're addressing, whether it's salah, whether it is zakah, whether it is communication, whether it is those that are under you, whether those that you are with, it's talking about each one, and next to it is saying the solution. Solution is for your salah, tranquility. For your zakah, finding that poor person, that legitimate person. For evil talk, running away from it, go away from it. For your family, fulfilling your pledge and obligations. Allah says, you did this. If you did this, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَلَىٰ صَلَاتٍ يُحَافِظُونَ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْوَارِثُونَ الَّذِينَ يَرِثُونَ الْفِرْدَوْسِ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. Allah says, if you did all these things, I give you not just a paradise. You become an inheritor. What's a warith? Mirath. Mirath is what? Inheritance. Allah says, you're running around for inheritance. My mother going to leave this gold jewelry for me, and my father going to leave that business for me. This person going to leave when they're going to die so I can enjoy with their money. Allah says, you are thinking that way. Allah says, I will give you an inheritance like no other inheritance. I will give you such an inheritance. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْوَارِثُونَ. I'll make you such an inheritor. الَّذِينَ يَرِثُونَ الْفِرْدَوْسِ. He used the word mirath twice. I'll make you the inheritor, not just an inheritor of paradise, not just paradise, firdaus, a special paradise. I wish we had time to talk about general firdaus. That's how beautiful that paradise is. Which ground, you know, in Utah we can appreciate when someone says, the ground becomes white. In California, I couldn't understand the ground becoming white. It's snow here. When it snows, it's white. You know, you wake up in the morning. I know when I first came to Utah, luckily they got me in Utah 1 month before the snow came. These guys are very smart here, alhamdulillah. One day I woke up for Fajr Salah, morning prayer to come, and I opened my apartment door. I used to live in an apartment back then. And I looked at it, I said, what is this? It was like two, three inches, all white. I said, Ya Allah, what is this? Now, I didn't know how to drive in that snow. So I pressed on the accelerator. Next thing I see, my car is spinning. Alhamdulillah, everything was safe. What I'm trying to say is, we can't fathom everything white if we're not part of the environment. Allah says that. Just like you see that white, beautiful. It looks crisp. It looks wonderful, magnificent. That is Jannatul Firdaus. You know, the first time you have honey and you go, this is sweet. It says the milk over there will be even sweeter than the most sweet honey you can come in contact with. So it says here, أَلَّذِينَ يَرِثُونَ الْفِرْدَوْسِ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. Allah says, you did these few things. And they are the hardest things to do in life. Allah says, I will give you جَنَّةَ الْفِرْدَوْسِ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. You will dwell in it, you will dwell in it, you will dwell in it, you would live and live in it for eternity. So my brothers and sisters in Islam, we all are wishing for good. We all are wishing for a positive outcome. The solution is in following these basic things. We have some guests over here that are from the various institutions. Even if you are a non-Muslim and you follow these principles of life, you will go to the next phase and you will attain tremendous amount of benefit, not only inshallah in this lifetime, but in the hereafter to come as well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us and guide us in becoming inshallah the best of citizens, the best of people, people that create benefit not only for ourselves in this world, but also for ourselves in the hereafter.